In concluding Simen Resh Pei Vav, we will discuss different modes and ways of living in a space. The Gemara Menachos Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph says, one who stays in an inn in Eretz Yisrael or rents a house in Chutz La'aretz is patur from mezuzah for 30 days. Then after 30 days, you're chayev. And then the Gemara says, if you rent a house in Eretz Yisrael, so you are chayev immediately for the sake of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Says Rashi, what does Yishuv Eretz Yisrael mean? That it's to discourage one from leaving Eretz Yisrael. That if you've already spent all this money on mezuzahs and you've invested all this time in putting them up, and now we're going to tell you that you're going to have to... we're not going to have the ability that after 30 days you're going to change your mind. Immediately you come to Eretz Yisrael, you put up the mezuzahs right away, you're going to be invested, you're going to stay, and you're not going to run away from the land. It is pashut, according to the poskim, and this is clear in the Gilyan Marashah here, and the Chovos HaDorim Paragimel, that there's a great misconception amongst people when they move into their home. This does not apply when you move into a house. The 30-day leniency does not exist. But many people think, I move into my house, I have 30 days to get a mezuzah, it's no big rush, I'll go to the sofer, not such a big deal. It's not true. The second you move into the house that you own, you are chayv in mezuzah at that moment. We'll discuss what that moment means later on. But there's a great misconception where people feel that this 30 days applies at all times. It's not the case, it is clear that it applies. The chayv mezuzah applies immediately when you come into the home. Says the Ramah, in Sifchaf Beis, citing the Beis Yosef B'Shem Remeinu Banoach, that a shoel, one who's staying for free in this place, would be like a socher, would be like a renter, and there's no reason to think that there's any difference between a shoel and a socher. So even if you're staying for free for a certain amount of time in the home, you should be chayev. What's the halacha? Asks the Chuas Vahanagos in Chelek Beis in Tafkof Lamed Zemol, Tafkof Lamed Zion, regarding a Baal Tshuva who's staying in his parents' home. And his parents do not have mezuzahs, they are not yet from, and he wants to have a mezuzah on his door. Or should he have a mezuzah on his door? He is essentially a shoel. He is staying for free, hopefully in his parents' home, and he has his place where he would like to have a mezuzah on his door. Is he chayv a mezuzah in such a case? So Sternbach says that he is a guest in his parents' home, and technically he should not be chayv, since he is simply a guest. But then he says there's a din of kol yisrael arevim zeh bazeh, and to make sure his parents should have a mezuzah on his home as well, and therefore you should try to convince the parents to put up and even pay for the mezuzah yourself if you need to on this home. He says you can even use Meisr money, because it's a mitzvah to be a mezaka other Jews in mitzvos. And other poskim say that children in their parents' home treat the room as it is theirs, and therefore it's not simply just a chumrah of kol yisrael reim zebazeh to put up a mezuzah, but we all generally feel that children in the parents' home have their own space, their own room, and it's theirs, and therefore many poskim say it should be chayiv immediately, since it is their personal room. The Minchas Yitzchak in Chelek Vav, and again in Chelek Gimel, and the Chovos HaDorim Paragimel, and the Chuas Vanagos in Chelek Aleph say that if your living space is Hefker, you live in a place that's totally Hefker, you built a house out in the middle of some Montana where nobody knows you're there, and it's not really owned by anyone. So after 30 days, you'll be chayv mezuzah, because it's no different than a rental. But this shita amongst the poskim is against the Tosus Arid. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Aleph Beis says that one who makes a house hefker is putter from mezuzah. If you make the house hefker, you're putter in mezuzah. So the Tosus Arid there says on the Gemara in Shabbos, Habayis kishimafkiro lo krina bei beisacha. When you're mafkir a home, it's not considered your house. V'yafa pisha chovas hador hui, kol zman shlo schara mimenu. If you're not paying into this, havalei kachona bebeis chaveiro, it's like you're staying in your friend's house, she'eino chayv mezuzah. And the Tosfos says clearly that one who's staying in a place that is hefker is putzer. And this is repeated by the Meiri, and this is what the Keren Ora says on the Gemara Menachos Memdal as well. So tzarechi and why, if a person's staying in a place that's hefker, you would have to put up a mezuzah after 30 days. But generally, it's not that common that people live in places that are totally hefker. The Gemara Menachos Memdal Amud Aleph says that someone staying in a hotel in Eretz Yisrael is only chayv mezuzah after being there for 30 days. Let's now discuss a hotel in Chutz La'aretz and what is exactly is the status of a hotel. So what about Chutz La'aretz? So Ruchan Kanievsky writes in the Parsha Sedur in Simon and Tess that a hotel is like a boat. It is not meant for staying in any serious amount of time. It is arai, and therefore any hotel is going to be, any stay in a hotel is going to be putzer. Says the Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Mem Ches here, that in the Gemara does not differentiate between Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, after 30 days, a person staying in a hotel in Chutz La'aretz should be chayiv in mezuzah. And this is the opinion of the Chovas Hador as well in Perek Gimel. And this seems to be the approach of many poskim, that if a person stays in a hotel longer than 30 days, then there could be potential for a chiv to put up a mezuzah. But Rosh Sturmbach says in Chelek Dal Mishulis Vanagos that it could depend on the owner. If the hotel is owned by a Jew, then you need a mezuzah on the door if a person is staying there for 30 days. And if the hotel is owned by a guy, you would never be chayv in mezuzah. I'm not so sure the Hilton would be thrilled if you nailed a mezuzah into your doorpost. So that's something to keep in mind. The Pische Mezuzah says that the hotel that a person stays in after 30 days in the Chutz La'aretz should get a mezuzah without a bracha. Now, what is the status? Yeah. If you would nail it in?
If it's a Jewish owned hotel, then you wouldn't be able to take the mezuzah with you afterwards?
If it's a Jewish owned hotel, you would not be able to take the mezuzah with you afterwards. Yeah. Yeah.
If so for Bais Nina, you would use high mezuzah, why would the non Jewish, why would it matter whether the owner of the hotel is Jewish or not?
Good. So we need to know the difference between a hotel and Schiras. We'll get to that in a second. So, what exactly is the hotel in the eyes of Halacha versus one who's renting? So, what is the difference between the two? We have here Machlokas between Rav Yitzhak Rubin, who is a great posek in Harnof, who wrote in his Mare Kohen, usually the Mare Kohen is learned as a sefer on Hilchos Nida, but he wrote a sefer Mare Kohen in honor of his son's bar mitzvah. And there in Simen Vav, which has nothing to do with bar mitzvahs at all, so he says that a hotel depends on the das of the person. How do I know if it's a hotel versus a rental? It's my das. They feel that this is short term. I feel that in this instance, it's like a hotel. I stay here for a shorter amount of time. And therefore, the leniencies of a pundak, as the Gemara says, would apply in such a case. And it would have lesser chayuvim. Rav Vosner, in the Shevet Halevi in Chelek Yud, in Simon Kuf Pei, in a tshuva to Rabbi Rubin, disagrees. He says that according to Rabbi Rubin's understanding, if someone came to Eretz Yisrael for the summer, and they rented a house knowing that he would be returning home soon, so you'd be putter, right? Because since it's simply a hotel in his eyes, that's all it is, it's just a hotel that I'm staying in Eretz Yisrael. I could have stayed in the King David. I could have stayed in the Inval, but instead I'm staying on 30 Rehov King George. So that's all. There's no difference between the two. It's all the same based on my das. And he would not be like a socher in Eretz Yisrael who should be chayiv immediately. Meaning, essentially, Rabbi Rubin is going against the din of the Gemara. A socher in Eretz Yisrael should be chayiv immediately. And the question is, what is he talking about? What does it mean it depends on your das? So Rav Sturmbach says it's clear in the Braisa and the Shulchan Aruch that there's a metzias of a pundak and there's a metzias of a rental. There are two separate things. It doesn't depend on your das. And therefore, a hotel, he says, is when a person pays for the zechus to stay in a location based on an agreement of the owner and the hotel. And the person staying in the hotel has a lack of bilus. When you stay in the Inbal and you stay in the King David, there's a sense that this is not my stuff, it's not my place, I don't keep my things here, and that creates a lack of bilus. A renter has a sense of bilus. I have an ownership on this place for a certain amount of time, and that is the difference. There is a reality of a hotel, and there's a reality of a rental, and I can clearly differentiate between the two, and it does not depend on my understanding. The Agur B'Halacha in Perek Lamed says that a hotel is when you can stay there for a short amount of time, even if you have a kinyan schiras gamar, you go to the owner of the King David and say, I'm going to own this room for a certain amount of time, you sign a whole contract, still, since it is short term in your understanding, therefore, it is considered a hotel. Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the Parsha Sedura says that a hotel is a place where you don't have the zechus on a specific room. They can move you around. The hotel knocks on your door and says, room 335 is not good for us tonight, you have to move out, we're going to put you in 337. Are they going to get 5 stars on Yelp? No. But they have the ability to do that. Now, what does it turn out? That it would come out that according to the Agra B'Halacha, and according to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and according to Rabbi Rubin, someone who rents a place for the summer is essentially in a pundak. And the possible leniencies of a hotel would apply. According to the Shevet Halevi, anyone who's renting for the summer is a socher, and all of the chumras would apply in that case. The Chuvas Vanagos says in the Chelek Dal that according to those who think that you need to rent the Cheder Yichud so that it's your domain with the Kala, there's such a shita that you have to rent the Cheder Yichud, so it's considered as if one is bringing the Kala into their domain, so you don't need to have a mezuzah on this rental, even in Eretz Yisrael, because it has the din of a pundak. It doesn't have the din of a real schirus, and therefore you would not need a mezuzah. It has the din of a hotel, with the cheder yichud, not the din of a full rental.
Why?
Yeah.
Why is the SFA before you said a summer, why would a summer home be like, or a summer rental be like a pundak and as a four court your group in
a because it's my das. My das is I'm here for a short amount of time.
That
my intention is that's for a short term. When you say rental nowadays, so it doesn't mean like a person is in the halacha. It doesn't mean like a person has a rental. In schirus means, in Rabbi Rubin's opinion, for a serious amount of time. Not like we say like I'm renting a house for a month. It means let's not confuse rental in the colloquial term with the din of schirus. Okay. Rav Zilberstein has a piece in Aleinu L'Shaveach on Dvarim, in the Tshuvas at the end, where he says that there shouldn't be a mezuzah on a home of a Jew, of a Jewess who's married to a Nachri, a Jewish woman who's married to a guy. And he brings a few reasons why. He says, the Ramah says that a house owned by a guy and a Jew has a shutfus and it's pater. In addition, there's a fear that the male, will be mevazeh the mezuzah. In addition, her living with a guy is aser, and the putting of a mezuzah would be a mitzvah haba ba'avera. So says Rav Zilberstein. And it's a bizayon to kisvei HaKodesh. I find the entire argument to be very problematic. I don't think it's correct. First of all, the Rashba and many Achronim has already learned say that by a shutfus there is a shita that the guy they also need a mezuzah. In addition, why do we assume that if the Jewish lady is living with a non-Jewish man, that the man is going to be mevaz of the mezuzah? He's certainly in some sort of a relationship that we don't approve of. We don't assume that her husband or boyfriend is going to be mevazah her mezuzah in such a case. And it's a bit of a stretch to call putting up a mezuzah on a house where isurim go on inside a mitzvah haba ba'avera. It's not a mitzvah haba ba'avera. We have clear definitions of what mitzvah haba ba'avera is, and the mitzvah is not happening through an avera, according to Tosfos and Sukkah. There happens to be something that's an avera going inside the house, and we're putting a mezuzah on the door. So a very big tzarachian. Let's flip it around the other way. Let's say it comes to a Jew living with a nachris, a Jewish man living with a non-Jewish woman. So Rosh Strombach writes in Chelek Gimel Shin Chav Zayin that in no way should we support such an intermarriage, and we should not give them a mezuzah, and it's going to look like we're supporting intermarriage, and the person should not sell or put up a mezuzah on a home of an intermarried couple. Says the Argo Balacha in Parak Lamed Beis that he heard in the name of Avol Yashiv that such a couple may have a mezuzah on their door. And he continues to tell us there is no support for Sternbach, since the Dark Emotion Yardei Shin Lamadal says that we remove mezuzahs, they said there is such a support, for Sternbach, because the Dark Emotion tells us that we remove the mezuzah of a house of someone who was put in Cherem, to show that he has the status of a guy. But then the Agra B'Halacha says as follows, that we need to know how to act in certain times in certain places. And if this person is a Tinok Sheneshba, who doesn't know any better, and allowing them to have a mezuzah will bring them closer to Yiddishkeit, and telling them they can't have a mezuzah will push them away from Yiddishkeit, then, says the Agra B'Halacha, it would be a poor decision not to give a mezuzah to the intermarried couple. There's a beautiful tshuva in the Lev Avram, in Siman Pei Zion, who says that nowadays we should leave the mezuzahs on the homes when you're moving out and an intermarried couple is moving in. He says the Jew is a Tinok Sheneshba, we shouldn't treat them like a guy. And he says, if we sell mezuzahs to Mechalei Shabbos who walk into the Judaica store, then there should be no difference in selling mezuzahs to someone who's intermarried. If we want to be mechazik them, we want to be mekar of them, so certainly we should give them mezuzah. Yeah. It's just that they only discuss the tshuvas that way. There really shouldn't be such a chilah. Okay. It's clear from the poskim that there should be no mezuzah on a house that you stole, since it's not beisecha, it's not your house. The poskim discuss this at length, and Chaim Kanievsky has a piece in the Kovetz Moria, this is the Torah journal put up by Machon Yerushalayim in Kuf Chavav. He says that a room or a house that was built illegally is pater from mezuzah, since it's destined to be knocked down. And since it doesn't have a status of being built, since it's going to be knocked down or taken away, therefore you shouldn't have a mezuzah there. Something to keep in mind when people do extensions or build rooms onto their houses illegally, and they put up a mezuzah on the door, perhaps there should not be a mezuzah on such a door. Yeah.
Two questions. First of all, a lot of times, like those extensions, like unless you sell the house, nobody knows about it. I'm not sure.
It's
like,
still illegal.
No one's gonna come. The building department's not gonna come and inspect it and like take it down.
But it's still illegal. Okay.
Yeah. So like, let's say in like you down the Shomron.
Yeah.
And like the settlements are all illegal, so now throw up the rooms.
I hear. Have a good Shiloh on settlements. If the government's gonna knock down the house. I'm not sure. I don't think they knock down houses anymore. So I'm not sure. Tzarachian, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. What's to discuss? There's no mitzvah to be Yishuv of the five towns. Renting to a guy. Says Rabbi Abadi in the Or Yitzchak in Yerodea Simon and Zion. He was asked about a convert who was already renting a place for more than 30 days and he converted. The convert was living in a rental for more than 30 days and he converted to Yiddishkeit. Since the issue of 30 days is that now it looks like your property and you didn't put up a mezuzah, so he says now the ger has already been living for 30 days, so the ger is going to be chayiv immediately to put up the mezuzah because people are going to see that he's been living there for a long time. And Reb Nissen Karelov says that he should take down the mezuzah and put it back up just to cover all of the shitos because it might be tasav lo mina asoi. If you rent a room to a guy during Pesach that has your chametz, You'll write on the sheet that you give to the rabbi, I'm renting him the room and all the chametz inside. So do you have to remove the mezuzah before Pesach and then put it back up afterwards? So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in the Lechem Apanim in Siman Kuf Yadalad says that it would be tasev alo mina asoi for a guy to own the room during Pesach and then to come back and be your room with the mezuzah there, and therefore it should be taken down or dealt with. Rav Moshe in the Olei Rishonim says the rental was only for Pesach. The guy never lived in the rental, and the guy wasn't machmed if he went in there. He wasn't really living in that space, and therefore it had a connection to the Jew. And Rissen Karel says as well that it was put up, it was chayv the mezuzah. You put up the mezuzah properly, similar to when we discussed the taking the roof off the room for Sukkos and then putting it back up. Since I put up the mezuzah in a proper fashion, I can't undo it when it was done in the right way. Let's say you were renting a house and then bought it. So a person might have thought that it was purchased, you're going to be chayv min haTorah, and there's a new chiyuv to be kovei mezuzah, but the Agra B'Halacha says it's still good, even if you buy your rental, it's still the same level of chiyuv, and therefore you don't need to put up a new mezuzah. Let's move now on to specifics of renting. Why is someone who rents not chayv for a mezuzah after 30 days? A question we should have asked at the beginning of this conversation. But why are we not chayv until after 30 days? So we have Machlokas Rashi, Tosas Rashi, says Amnachos Mamdalid, Pater Shema Yachzerbo. That, I'm going to put up a mezuzah, 10 days into the rental, it's not going to be for me, and then I'm not going to want the place in the first place, and it would have been a waste. And therefore, since I might retract, but after 30 days, indicates my more permanence there, therefore we don't put it up till 30 days. Says Tosfos there, 30 days it's not considered your base dira, it's not considered the place you're living in. Is the chi of mezuzah after 30 days min ha-Torah or midarabanam? So Tosfos in Avodah Zarah Chaf Aleph and Aleph says that any form of renting means it's not beisacha, it's not your house. And therefore the chiv to put a mezuzah after 30 days is midarabanan, because after 30 days it will appear as if it is your house and you don't have a mezuzah. The Ran in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Aleph says clearly this means maris ayin, that it will appear as if you're doing something wrong and people will think that the Schwartzes don't have a mezuzah on their house. And this is repeated by many, many, many Rishonim as well. It is cited lahalacha in the Birkei Yosef and Shuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger and Simon Samach Vav, cited by the Taz and the Gilead Maharsha and the Avnezer, the Aderes, and the Yeshua's Malko and the Rambam. And therefore, this idea of only being a Dindar Abanan, it would turn out, according to these postgame, if there's any suffix by a mezuzah in a rental, so therefore it's possible to say that we should go Lakula in any rental. We're going to learn about cases if there's no doors, or it's not 4x4, or suffix about the different parts of the doorway. So if I combine the fact that it's a dindar abundant on a rental with all these sveikos regarding whether there should be a mezuzah, so maybe there shouldn't be a mezuzah. So Chaim Knievsky writes in the Bir Halacha over here that when it comes to no doors, we're not going to be lenient, since kimat kol poskim mechayvim, even if there's no doors. But even more, the Mikdash Ma'at and the Pische Sharim and other poskim feel that when it comes to a rental, we should be machmer, like those who feel it's midoraisa when it comes to sveikos, and we should put up the mezuzah like you would in a house, and they feel it's not proper to use the rental status of the house in order to get you out of not putting up the mezuzah every single time you have a question. Because if that was the case, as we've seen so far, there's very often a machlokas haposkim when it comes to putting up a mezuzah. And therefore, you could essentially patter the whole house from a mezuzah, because the chiyuv is only a derabbanan, and therefore they say we treat it as if it's a deraisa, and we don't rely on the fact that it's a derabbanan to exempt you from a mezuzah. The shita against Tosfos is Rashi. Rashi in Pesachim Daf Dalid seems to understand the chiyuv mezuzah is midoraisa, because in discussing a rental, he says it's chayv midin beisacha, which is the exact opposite of what Tosfos says. And Rashi implies, as does the Ritva there in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Aleph, that this is a din d'oraisa. The Ritva says there in Shabbos that if the point of a mezuzah is to supply shmira and to protect us, you don't need to protect it in a rental also. No, you don't need to have protection when you're renting. And therefore, certainly that would be a din d'oraisa. And the Rav Moshe writes in Yerodea Beis Kuf Mem Aleph and the Minchas Yitzchak in Beis Pei Gimel that it's a sfeik ledina. And therefore, it is not so simple to be lenient in cases of schiras because of the shita of Rashi and the Ritva. To simply say, oh, it's a din d'rabbanan, we should have a safek, it could be mekel, not so clear, and therefore it's proper to not rely on the din d'rabbanan when it comes to a rental. Now, let's get into when one puts up a mezuzah in the rental. The first question is, can a person be machmir to put up a mezuzah if they know that they're not chayv because they're not going to be there for less? They're not going to be there for more than 30 days. I know I'm only renting for 20 days, but I feel warm and fuzzy if I put up a mezuzah in that rental for less than 20 days. Can I be machmir to put up a mezuzah? So the Halachos Ketanis writes in Chelek Beit Sarihei that you might have thought that this should be like putting on a talis or tefillin before the zman. Right? If you put on talis and tefillin before the zman, do you make a bracha? No, you don't make a bracha when you put on talis and tefillin early. But he says this is different. Because in that case, it's clearly inappropriate to wear talis and tefillin when it's not the zman. You look outside, it's dark. It's not proper to have the talis and tefillin. But in the case of the mezuzah, it's certainly appropriate to have a mezuzah on the house. It doesn't look odd. It's not a stira to a house to have a mezuzah on the house, even though it might not be a rental for more than 30 days, and I don't have to put a mezuzah. But to put on talis and tefillin early, that's a stira to the reality of what's going on. And this is cited by the Eish Avram in Or HaChaim, Simon Yadalit, and the Chayadam, the Heshiv Moshe, the Parsha Sidur as well. And the Beis Yehuda says it's similar to a katan who makes a brach on tzitzis, even though he's not chayiv now, but he'll be chayiv in the future. Meaning a child Do we have him make a bracha and put on tzitzis when he's younger? Yes. Is he chayv in tzitzis right now? No. But it's still okay. It's not such a big deal, he says. On the other hand, the Chida writes in the Birka Yosef and the Chamud Zaniel and the Karen Ora and Menachos and many other poskim as well, cited in the Stei Chemet and Ravad Yosef and the Lichos Olam on the Ben Ishchai and the Chovas Hador, who said that you can put the mezuzah at the beginning of the rental, but there should not be a bracha. You can put it in the mezuzah, but there shouldn't be a bracha because there's no chi of mezuzah. And the Darkei Chaim V'Shalom, the Munkach Rav, quotes that his father, the Darkei Tshuva, that when the Darkei Tshuva would go away for the summer and rent a home from a guy, he would put the mezuzah immediately without a bracha. And then he would take up mezuzahs when he would leave. So therefore, we seem to say that you can put it up without a bracha. The Chikrei Lev in Yerodea and the Pisrei Mezuzah says that you shouldn't put up even the mezuzah before 30 days, because what's going to happen is, if you put up the mezuzah before the Zman Chiyuv, and then the 30 days pass, so then it's a question whether you can make a bracha now. And I'm going to lose out on the possibility, if I change my mind and stay there, I'm going to lose out on the possibility of the bracha. Because I'm not going to put up a mezuzah and then wait a very long time and then find out I am staying, and then make a bracha. Rav Moshe argues in Yerodea Aleph, Kufay, and Tess that you can put up the mezuzah before 30 days if you want, and if it goes longer, you take off the mezuzah, put it back, and then make a bracha without a question. So that is the question of the early rental. Yeah?
In those countries where it's more normal that you rent than to buy a house,
yeah.
So rental is your way of home ownership, is there any differentiation in the halakha that you're moving in, you bring all your furniture, you're making a commitment that this is your home?
Good. So, let's say a person's renting for the year, and you know for sure, you know it's going to be a long-term rental, everyone knows, you know, the whole neighborhood knows that it's going to be a long-term rental. So, what about the bracha and the mezuzah in this case? So again, we have a machlokas, the Nemuka Yosef, at the end of Hilchos Mezuzah, and the Meiri, and the Arach HaShochan, and the mezuzah, and Ruchan Kanievsky, and mezuzah's Pesacha, all infer from the halacha of no mezuzah before 30 days, that if you know for sure that you're going to be renting for more than 30 days, then the chi of mezuzah begins immediately. Immediately. I know that I'm going to be here for a year, 100%, and therefore the chi of mezuzah begins at that moment. And Rav Moshe writes again in the same shu in Yerodei Aleph Kofai and Tess, that in a long-term rental, you would certainly put up the mezuzah as soon as possible. But, he says, when renting in a bungalow in the country, that's more awry, and there's a question about the mezuzah, and therefore you should wait to put the mezuzah until after 30 days. And this is the halacha according to Rav Shechter as well, that in a long-term rental, you put up the mezuzah as soon as possible. He likes to quote a piece from Rav Shach in the Avi Ezri, where Rav Shach argues that schiris kanye, that when you're socher, when you rent from it nowadays, it shows that you want to stay there and you have a kinyan and you want to stay there for a long time. And therefore, this mindset implies that we should put up the mezuzah immediately. On the other hand, the Chikrei Lev again in Yerodeah Chelak Dalad says the minhag is to be lenient, and we're not mechayev the mezuzah immediately for a long-term rental. And the Chamud Zaniel says there's no implication in the Gemara at all that a long-term rental would be any different. And the Binyan Shlomo and Chelak Beis and the Stei Chemed and the Pischei Tshuva Sifkat Nid Chesir. The Pischei Tshuva also wrote a parish in Shulchan Aruch, where he doesn't just quote from other people. It's called the Nachlas Tzvi. So the Nachlas Tzvi also says again, and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky and Amasi Yaakov and the Shevet Halevi and Chelak Vav say that the Chiyuv Mezuzah, even a long-term rental, would not be for 30 days. So we have her in Machlokas HaPoskim, whether to put the mezuzah immediately in a long-term rental or to wait till after 30 days. Now, maybe you'll say, but nowadays we have contracts. A person signs a contract where there's no possibility, like Rashi, of Shema Yachzer Bo or anything like that. So maybe a contract, and you sign a lease, maybe that would be different. So the Agrabah Alecha writes in Perek Lamed again that there's no difference in the equation. He says, we didn't invent long-term leases now. We've had long-term leases in the history of the world. It's not something that was invented in America, and therefore there's no reason to think the halacha should be any different because you sign a contract. The Nachal Eshkol Chelik Beis sees from the Nemuka Yosef you quoted above that if you cannot be chozer, then there's an immediate chiyuv. And he says, this is the shita of the Ben Ishchai, and the Shir HaLevi, and the Shuas Hanagos, and the Pischei Sharim, and the Pischei Mezuzahs. And therefore, it would seem that perhaps in a long-term rental, it would be proper to put up the mezuzah immediately. Now, because of this machlokas, so Rav Bloy writes in the Chovos Hador, and also Rabbi Yitzhiner, the Nita Gavriel, has a sefer on the laws of Kedushin, of getting married. So there, since it's logical that after you get married, you move into a house and you put a mezuzah, so he puts some of the halachos of mezuzah there. So he writes in Parakuf Tazayin that you should put up the mezuzah on the first day without a bracha, then after 30 days, in a long-term rental with a contract, you should take it down, and then put up again with a bracha. On the other hand, the Yad HaKetana slightly disagrees, and he says that in the long-term rental, you should put it up immediately, and then take it down after 30 days, and put it back up again without a bracha. Because of the question that since it was already there properly, then maybe it shouldn't, and it shouldn't really need it again, just because of a chumrah, I'm going to take it down and put it up again without a bracha. But nevertheless, the minug is, and the halacha probably should be, that in the case of a long-term rental, there's room to say the chiyuv begins immediately with a contract, and the mezuzah can be put up at that moment with a bracha. What is the minhag nowadays? So, probably like we said, that the mezuzah immediately with a bracha. Rav Shlomo Zalman discusses this in other svarim, but again, the minhag probably is that it should be immediately with a bracha. But I did see that Rabbi Abadi writes in the Or Yitzchak that Rav Aaron Cutler told him that the shita of Rav Baruch Ber was that you should put up the mezuzah with a bracha, and after 30 days, only that the minhag said put the mezuzah with a bracha after 30 days. So we have a mesorah from Kamenetz regarding that, but the minhag is not necessarily like that. Last, final points. When can the person make a bracha in that case? So, meaning, how do I know, like we said at the beginning of this year, how do I know when I'm chayv in the mezuzah when I move into the house? Is it when I move in? Is it when I put my stuff there? Is it when I sign the contract on the house? When does the chiyuv of mezuzah begin? So the Das Kedoshim and Reish Peites, and the Aruch HaShulchan and Reish Peites as well, and Rosh Shlomo Zalman and Halicha Shlomo say that if you haven't, even if you haven't moved into the residence, you can still make a bracha on the mezuzah. So I'm moving, I bought the house, I'm doing paint on the house and fixing some stuff. Still, I can put up a mezuzah with a bracha as soon as I can once the house is mine. However, the Magen Avraham writes in Or HaChaim Siman Yotes, and the Birkei Yosef there as well, and the Mishnah Berurah all say that you should only make a bracha on a mezuzah when you actually begin living in the house. And this is the halacha. Now the question is, what do we consider living in the house? So the Seifler in Orchos Abeinu Chela Gimel says that you are considered moved in when you actually begin living there. I mean, you go to sleep that night in the house. And this is the understanding of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky and other poskim as well. And the reason is because until you're living there, you're not actually considered to be having a chovos hadar. And even though your stuff might be there, and you'll say, ah, all of my stuff is there. What is it? It's a beis ha'otzer, and it's keeping all of my possessions. So he says that the beis ha'otzer is only chayv mezuzah because it's an extension of you living there. But if you're not living in that place, so then the extension of the beis ha'otzer of the storeroom doesn't apply. And therefore, you have to actually stay in the place. However, Rotzi Pesach Frank in the Har Tzvi in Siman Reish Lamed Hei says that it's normal human conduct to put your stuff there and then move in afterwards. You spend the day moving, or you spend a couple of days moving, and then at the end of the week before Shabbos, you move into the house. It's a normal thing to do. That's considered a normal way of living. And this is the Shita of the Kloisenberg Rebbe in the Divrei Yitziv in Yerodea, and Rav Vosner and Nissen Karelitz, and the Orchos and the Chazon Ish and the Agra B'Halacha, and they say that even if you're not living there, but since your stuff is there, that is an appropriate time to put up the mezuzah. Rav Sternbach has a fantastic chumrah in the Chuvas HaNagos Chelek Dalet in Reish Mem. So he says it's best to avoid the entire machlokas and simply, on the day that you put your stuff in the house, even though you're ready to move in, you should go and have dinner in the house. And then that would be considered a chovos hadar, you're staying there, and then put up the mezuzah, and then go back to where you're really going to sleep. But it's enough to have a meal there in order to put up the mezuzah according to all the shitos. When do we calculate the 30 days from? By the rental. How do we know when 30 days begin or 30 days end? So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says that the 30 days start from the day you start living there. The Minchas Yitzchak and Chelek Yud and the Targum Gavriel say that it begins from when you put your stuff there. And obviously this is should follow l'shitasa, meaning if you hold that it follows your stuff, so then 30 days begin from the stuff being there. If you follows the living there, should it be 30 days from the time that you actually stay there. The Seichemed says that the chiyuv is on the 31st day, that you have to live there for 30 days, and then the day after the 30th day is when it begins. And finally, the Aruch HaShulchan and Sifrei Mitzvot says that it's pashut that the chiyuv is only when you're living there in 30 consecutive days, meaning 30 days of staying there. But if I stay there for 10 days, and then I go on a trip for 2 months, and then I come back for 20 days, so it has to be 30 days of real continuous staying there, not 30 days that are broken up over a wide range of times when the person was not actually there.